From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series of studies in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of a message called Rejectors of God Rejected, an exposition of Romans 1, verses 18 through 23. In this passage, Paul declares that ungodly men hold the truth in unrighteousness, that is, they suppress God's clear revelation of Himself, both in their consciences and in creation. It is that suppression of God's truth which is the foundation of sin. Verses 26 through 28 of the chapter reveal the sentence which God pronounces upon those who reject His truth. He gives them up to their uncleanness and to a reprobate mind. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please enjoy this brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Deliverance Not Limited. The text is Job chapter 5 and verse 19. He shall deliver thee in six troubles, yea, in seven there shall no evil touch thee. Eliphaz in this spoke the truth of God. We may have as many troubles as the work days of the week, but the God who worked on those 6 days will work for us till our deliverance is complete. We shall rest with Him and in Him on our Sabbath. The rapid succession of trials is one of the sorest tests of faith. Before we have recovered from one blow, it is followed by another and another till we are staggered. Still, the equally quick succession of deliverances is exceedingly cheering. New songs are rung out upon the anvil by the hammer of affliction till we see in the spiritual world the antitype of the harmonious blacksmith. Our confidence is that when the Lord makes our trials six they will be and no more. It may be that we have no rest day, for seven troubles come upon us. What then? In seven there shall no evil touch thee. Evil may roar at us, but it shall be kept at more than arm's length, and shall not even touch us. Its hot breath may distress us, but its little finger cannot be laid upon us. With our loins girt about us, we will meet the six or the seven troubles, and leave fear to those who have no Father, no Savior, and no Sanctifier.
I have been through the valley of weeping, through the valley of sorrow and pain, but the God of all comfort was with me. By His hand to uphold and sustain,
the darkness is
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts. Your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. Our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. This and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Alan Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as, why don't Jews accept Jesus as the Messiah? Does God practice deliberate deception? Or, why doesn't God save everybody? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. free from God, that's bondage. That's bondage. It's a very dangerous desire. And I want to address this very solemnly tonight, because there are many young people here, and some of you feel at times that the gospel is putting brakes on you, it's putting restraints upon you, that the Word of God is holding you back, it's penning you in. You see the ungodly out there, you see the world doing this and going here and engaged in the other thing, and you feel that you're being penned in. Well, you want to thank God you're being penned in. I want to thank God for it. For if God ever lets you out, if God ever gives you the desire of your heart to be free from divine restraint, He gives you up. It's a sad thing, that. It's a dangerous desire. For when God allows men to have it fulfilled, it always destroys them. Our passage in Romans 1 describes sinners ruining themselves and all around them. We read in verse 29 that they were filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness. Does that not read like the daily newspaper? And then it says, full of envy. It's a different word entirely. It's not even a cognate word in any way. One great Presbyterian preacher from the 19th century here in the United States suggested that you would get the meaning of it if you used the word instead of full, stuffed with. Stuffed with envy and murder and debate and deceit and malignity. Here's total depravity with a vengeance. And I want you to notice this very, very clearly. That this sin that starts with sin against God, that's ungodliness, leads them to unrighteousness, and it leads to sin against man. It leads to the dissolution of an orderly society. It wrecks government. It wrecks all the instruments of state. It wrecks the home. It wrecks marriage. It wrecks the relationship between parents and children. It wrecks the individual. It wrecks the body politic. That's depravity. And it's total. Now, some have objected that Paul was rather unfair to pagan society. Said it's a very one-sided picture. After all, the Greeks produced great works of art and the Romans works of architecture. Well, no doubt that was true. But do you not see what Paul is making clear here? No matter what wealth a nation accumulates, no matter what art a nation produces, no matter what buildings it erects, no matter what political structures it establishes, it will perish from the sins that Paul is here describing. And anybody who is in any way familiar with the history of ancient Greece and ancient Rome will know that they rotted from the inside before they were ever conquered from the outside. What a warning to our nation today. You live in what is, in many ways, the greatest country the world has ever seen. The most powerful nation in the long, tortuous history of nations. The most wealthy nation. The most prominent nation. And I have to say, in many ways, the nation that has used almost absolute power more beneficently than any other nation in history. What I say is not anti-American. It is God's truth, because this great nation is rotting away from the inside. This is the sin of rejecting God. Let me quickly pass to the sentence that God announces and denounces on those who reject Him. Verse 24, 26, and 28. God gave them up. And you'll notice in those three texts, three marks of judgment. Verse 26, or 24. God gave them up to uncleanness. Pervasive uncleanness. The idea is of every kind of moral uncleanness. Pervasive uncleanness is a mark of divine judgment. When uncleanness rules in a society, that society is not only sick, that society is already enduring the judgment of God. You cannot lift a newspaper. You cannot watch a news program. You cannot be exposed to American life on any level without being face to face with pernicious uncleanness. So prevalent is uncleanness that those who would stand for purity are called prudes. A young man who wants to stand for purity, I don't know what the cool word now is, but he's a wimp or he's a nerd or whatever other stupid expression has been invented. He's less than a man. Whereas the truth is that he is a warrior for purity and conquering where the real wimps cannot stand but give in to the lusts of the flesh. Pervasive impurity, a mark of divine judgment. Verse 26. For this cause God gave them up to vile affections. Shameless passions, we may translate that. Dishonorable passions. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Second mark of a nation under the judgment of God is reckless immorality among the females. And God's word here, and I use females for this reason, does not speak here of men and women, but of females and males. It's a mark of divine judgment when the females become sexual predators, when they are as abandoned and lustful and wicked as the wickedest of men. I think it is not because of superior nature, because depravity is in the male and the female equally. But I think it is because of the restraining hand of God that generally in a society that is not under this judgment, God puts a restraint upon the finer feelings of the woman. He puts up a barrier. She is a barrier to uncleanness. But we're living in a day when she is a willing participant in uncleanness. That's a mark of judgment. Add to that, verse 27, homosexual perversion among the males is a mark of the judgment of God. How often people remark that sodomites seem to be coming out of the woodwork. I don't know that there are more of them than there used to be. The figure of 10% of any population being homosexual actually was a figure pulled out of the air by a homosexual advocate. And I don't think it has any statistical truth to it whatsoever. Any better analyses that have been made have usually come up with the idea of possibly 2 to 3%. But when you live in America today, you would think that this was the normal, the right, the usual. The British government at this very moment is forcing through legislation to force the authorities to allow the placement of little children by adoption in sodomite houses. And America has the very same problem. It's a mark of the judgment of God. And verse 28, this to me is the scariest thing of all. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. The prevalence of a form of reasoning, of a philosophy that defends the rejection of truth and justifies the moral filth, calling evil good and good evil. That philosophy is a mark of the judgment of God. There have always been sodomites in this nation. But there was always a spiritual core from which all the thinking of Americans was derived that could nail it and see it for what it was and judge it as wrong. That's no longer true. What prevails in our nations today is a set of reasoning, a way of thinking that says that may be your truth, but my truth is very different. That may be your opinion. The whole of divine revelation now is reduced to your opinion, and my opinion is every bit as good as yours. That is a mark, the judgment of God. God gave them up. It's a very telling statement. I haven't time to do more than list what it means. God gave them up by removing His restraints. Let me tell you, sinners know very little of how often God has kept them back from the worst excesses of their own lusts and their own follies. When He removes His restraints, that's giving them up. He gives them up by reprobating those who reprobate Him. Verse 28, it doesn't come out. It's very difficult to get it out in translation. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. The terms are very similar. Different forms of the same root word. As they rejected God, God rejected them. Verse 26, He gives them up by permitting shameless, degrading passions to find free expression. Because you see, sin is its own punishment, at least for now.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.